The U.S. dollar is slumping, the housing market is in a funk, and some economists say a recession is looming around the corner. Commentator Heather Havrileski says it's an important time to remind ourselves that being rich isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Money doesn't solve everything. Any therapist worth her salt will tell you that, if you can afford one. But money isn't the path to happiness. Just go to a really pricey restaurant and look around. All you'll see are sad little couples in expensive-looking clothes clinging to their $30 glasses of Sauvignon Blanc and glaring at each other without speaking. If I could afford to go to a really expensive restaurant, I'd sit there, savoring a lovely halibut steak, and I'd look around and I'd feel so sad, and it would remind me that money is not the path to happiness. No, sir. Life is short. That's the thing. I learned that from my life insurance agent, who urged me to seize the day by lying on my insurance application. She told me to say my father died of natural causes at age 71, when he really died of a heart attack at age 56. Because life was very short for my father, the insurance company will probably assume that my life will be short too, which means my policy will be very, very expensive. It's too bad, because if I die, I'd like to leave my daughter plenty of money. With a note in my will, of course, making it clear to her that money doesn't solve everything and isn't the path to happiness. But to do that, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money. Money that I don't have. But that's okay. Look, you could win the lottery tomorrow and still be unhappy. In fact, I hope you do win the lottery tomorrow, just so I can tell you, I told you so, when you run around throwing away lots of cash and having fun with lots of nice wine and fancy cars and beautiful clothes that fit really well and sexy girls and high-grade cocaine. I'll laugh in your face when I see you, all tanned and relaxed from your weekend in Lake Como, where you stayed up late dancing with George Clooney and some Brazilian pro soccer players and a Moroccan prince and some heads of state. Sure, you'll act like everything is going really well, but I'll see right through your facade. In a few years, maybe 20 or so, you'll get bored with all the great food and the hot girls, and you'll start to get depressed every time you see the sunset over the Mediterranean Sea. And whenever you hear the faint pop of champagne corks in the distance, it'll break your heart. You probably won't know me by then, since I can hardly afford to meet you for sushi, let alone fly to Belize in a moment's notice. But if you did know me, you'd look to me for comfort and wisdom, and I'd chuckle softly and say, yep, I knew you'd take a hard fall sooner or later. In your case, later. But still, money doesn't solve everything, buddy. I wish it did, but it doesn't.
Heather Havrileski didn't actually lie on her insurance application, and she's currently paying too much for life insurance, just like all the ads say. She lives in Los Angeles and writes I Like to Watch, a weekly TV column for Salon.com. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.